Meseches Kedushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Hiskachili b'chois zeshel yain. If a man says to a woman, I'm betrothing you with this cup of wine, v'nimsa shel dvash, and it turns out she couldn't see what was in the cup, and it turns out that later on she finds out that it wasn't wine in the cup, it was actually honey. Shel dvash, or if he tells her it was a cup of honey, v'nimsa shel yain, and it turns out to have been a cup of wine. Now note that the Mishnah is talking in a situation where honey is actually more valuable than wine. We see it doesn't make a difference. It's all a matter of taste. Well, or if he says to her, bediner zer shel kesef, if he says his kachli with this dinner of silver, v'nim shel zav, or shel zav, v'nim shel kesef, and again, kesef, and it turns out to be gold, silver, and it turns out to be zav, is a problem because she might have intended to use the silver, which is ordinarily less valuable, but she wanted to use it for some jewelry, which she couldn't use gold for. Hamanas shani usher, if he says on condition that I am rich, v'nimsa ani, it turns out that he's poor, or ani v'nimsa usher, he says that he's poor, and it turns out that he's rich. Even that's not going to be so great because someone who's rich does not spend as much time as home, presumably. So in all of these situations, eina mekudeshes, she is not considered married. Rabbi Shimon, however, says, im hita l'shvach, if he misinformed her, if he deceived her to her advantage, and we say this is only referring to matters of money where the advantage is a monetary one, not where the advantage is presumably a matter of taste. In those situations, according to Rabbi Shimon, mekudeshes, she is mekudeshes. She is betrothed. Mishnah Gimel, we continue with the same concept. Almanash ani klein, he says that on condition that I am a klein. V'nimsa levi, turns out that he's a levi. Levi v'nimsa klein, he says he's a levi, turns out to be a klein. Nasin, he says he's a nasin. Nasinim were a nation of converts. They were actually descendants of Givin. They fooled Yeshua into allowing them to be Megayer. And so we say that Yisrael is not allowed to marry into them because they're from the Shiva they're from the seven nations that were supposed to be wiped out. So if a person says he's a nasin, v'nimsa mamzer, and it turns out that he's a mamzer, a different kind of iser. Mamzer v'nimsa nasin, he says that he's a mamzer, turns out that he's a nasin. Ben Ir, he says he's from a smaller town or city, v'nimsa ben krach, and it turns out that he's from a large, more metropolitan, more sophisticated city. Ben krach, he says he's from the big city, v'nimsa ben Ir, but it turns out that he's from the small city. Amanas she beisi kariv l'merchatz, if he says, I'm marrying you on condition that my house is near the bathhouse, which has some advantages, v'nimsa rachik, it turns out that it's far, or he says rachik, it's far from the bathhouse, which also has advantages, and it turns out that it is close to the bathhouse. Almanas sheishli bas, if he says on condition that I have a daughter, or he says almanas that he has shivcha gadelas, a shivcha who is a gadelas. Some say gadelas is a shivcha who has a trade. Gadelas is a trade of braiding hair. It's any other trade. It increases the value of the shivcha. Others say it's an older and presumably more competent shivcha. And still others say gadelas means that she's of a higher class. She's a more prestigious shivcha. The Ainli turns out he doesn't have a daughter or such a shivcha, or if he says Amnas She Ainli, that he doesn't have a daughter or such a high class shivcha, which can have its disadvantages as well. The Yeshli, it turns out he does. Amnas She Ainli Banim, he says on condition that I don't have sons. The Yeshli, he has sons. Amnas She Yeshli Banim. Al-Manashi-Eshli, he says, I do have, and he's referring to sons, but Ainlai, he doesn't have sons. U-Bukhulam, in all of these cases, Afalpi Sha'amr, even if she says, Believe Yehoya Lehiskanishloi Afalpi Kain. In my heart, I intended to be married to him, even though it turns out that what he said was not true. Even though he was a Levi and not a Kain, or he's a Kain and not a Levi. Even so, I still wanted to be Mekudeshes to him. Aina Mekudeshes, she's not considered Mekudesh to him. And we conclude by saying, V'chein hi Shehetatu. Same thing goes that if she fools him, she lies to him about something that she has that she's bringing into the marriage or some status of her or some other important information about her, and she lies about that, almanas, that the kedushin goes through, and it turns out that it wasn't true, the same thing goes, it's not a good kedushin.